It's not every day that a U.S. senator drops by the Avery Brewery in East Boulder.
Guys, get a beer.
But then again, it's not every day in this sluggish economy that a politician gets the chance to tout a small business that's actually expanding and creating jobs.
Drinking beer in moderation has enormous health benefits. And when you combine that with the economic growth that occurs and has occurred in our state, it's a winner across the board.
The growth of breweries like Avery is impressive.
Take that liquid out of here. There's a false bottom here. So
sales here have doubled in 2 years, and the company has grown from 20 employees to 70 since. They'll soon leave this cramped space for a larger facility in North Boulder. Co-founder Adam Avery credits the boom to market demand for more experimental beers, which Avery has been brewing since it opened in 1993.
And I think that the American consumer is kind of caught up to what I like in beer and what my crew likes in beer. So we're kind of, we suffered for many years. It took us 9 years to make money because we were making beers that people didn't really want to buy in mass. But now people are coming around to wanting hoppier beers, you know, wanting more flavor in their beers.
And wanting sour beers, says Avery, or saisons brewed with wild yeast, or double Belgian IPAs.
Justin, why don't you drink a beer, and then you'll break the ice.
After a schooner-sized glass of the brewery's bestseller, its standard India Pale Ale, Senator Udall seized the chance to promote his long-stalled bill that would lower the federal excise tax on beer production. Udall says that would free up more capital that could then be invested in more expansions.
Anything we can do to get people back to work, I'm for. And this is an area in which there's no question that would be the result.
Matt Cutter, who founded Upslope Brewery across town, has no doubt it would help his operation expand. Cutter started Upslope at the height of the financial crisis by taking a second mortgage out of his house. He says running a brewery, even in a favorable regulatory state like Colorado, is still expensive, and cutting one of several taxes would be huge.
If this small brewer's tax bill went through, we would invest that money in acquiring more employees and increasing our marketing.
Like Avery, Upslope has expanded without the tax cut, though. It now employs about 20 people. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler in Boulder.